Net neutrality, the principle that all internet content should be available to everyone, is under siege. Yesterday's proposal by Federal Communications Commission Chairman Ajit Pai to dismantle the regulations that ensure equal access to the internet is seen by many as a threat to free speech, seen by others as an end to what Chairman Pai calls micromanaging of the internet by the federal government. The announcement is sure to trigger a far-reaching debate, and Bert Lum, co-host of Hawaii Public Radio's weekly tech-focused talk show, Bite Marks Cafe, is on hand to help us make sense of it all. Good morning, Bert.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
All right. Why don't we start with a working definition of net neutrality as it exists today, Bert?
Well, in a nutshell, what has kind of evolved and resulted in net neutrality is the idea that if you are a content provider, and that content provider could be anything from a blogger to somebody doing audio content or perhaps video content, the traffic that you create as a way of providing that content is treated equally across all the different internet providers. So they don't necessarily have a way of prioritizing, video streaming versus doing blogging. So everybody would get equal access to the bandwidth, and that's basically net neutrality. And what they first needed to do back in the Obama era was to, and that was with Tom Wheeler, who was the FCC chairman at the time, mm-hmm. they needed to redefine what an internet provider was. And, typically in Hawaii, the internet providers are like Hawaiian Telcom and Oceanic, which is now Time Warner, which is now Spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. So these are the internet providers. But during the Obama era, they first needed to reclassify them as Title II. And instead of being sort of content providers, these internet providers, they were now classified as common carriers. So they were looked at as being more like telecom providers. And under the Title II, they basically put the ruling for net neutrality, which basically, restricted them from making any of this, sort of bandwidth prioritization so that they were prevented from doing that. They would equally deliver bandwidth or deliver content regardless of what kind of content it was.
Bert, from their perspective, they were hamstrung from making money, right?
Well, not really, because, a lot of the internet providers that are providing the connections to your computers wherever are selling bandwidth, right? So you can get a residential connection, 10 meg, 50 meg, you can get a commercial connection, and that is being paid for by your monthly subscription to a service, right? So you're getting internet service at 50 meg, and you're paying for that connection. Mm-hmm. So they're making money already for, the bandwidth that they're providing you. What they want to do is they want to make, with the new ruling that the new FCC chairman is looking at proposing and passing today is the fact that now the internet providers, they can actually prioritize the types of content that are being delivered. And so in the case of, let's say, as an example, if you like to watch Netflix, but the provider, the internet provider, is also could be a content provider because, you're seeing mergers happen with AT&T and Time Warner, and they could easily be providing their own content. Mm-hmm. So they may be able to prioritize their own content over Netflix, and then you would have to pay more to get Netflix as a result of having a internet connection through AT&T.
Bert, who gains and who loses with this proposal?
So the people that gain are the big internet providers. So they're, what has happened over the years is that these internet providers have not only consolidated, but, to get internet to your home or business, you have to be a pretty big player. So you have to be either a telecom provider or a cable provider. And with this ruling, they will be the ones that will benefit because they are not only providing you with the internet connection, but a lot of these large companies are also if you notice how some of these business mergers are taking place, they are also acquiring content. And so Verizon is acquiring content. AT&T is acquiring content. You know, Comcast is acquiring content. And they can now prioritize their content over somebody else's content, whereas before they were unable to do that with net neutrality.
It sounds as if the consumer is, no matter how it shakes out, going to be paying more for what he or she has come to identify as their expected internet service, right?
I think that's exactly true. So we are now typically used to the idea of paying a monthly rate, let's say for a 50 meg connection.
Mm-hmm.
But in the not too distant future, when this passes, there could be tiered services, and it might look very much like your, let's say, your internet or your cellular bill, where your cellular bill has multiple things on it, where it could be there's a text charge, there's a data charge, there's a voice minute charge.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be equal to that, but you will see different tiers of services that may now be offered as a result of buying internet service from any of these large internet providers.
What do you think was Chairman Pai's motivation? I mean, as he referred to it as micromanaging of the internet. Is that coming from this sort of government off our backs kind of thinking?
So the people, you know, there's the big providers, and then there's the little content providers. So the, you know, in this big arena, right? A Netflix would be probably impacted by this because they're not an internet provider, so they will be impacted. It's not a matter of micromanagement. It's kind of, you know, I hate to say it, but it's sort of big business supporting big business, and this is going to continue to give the opportunity to large internet providers to basically figure out more ways to make money off of selling content. And I think the little content providers, and these, you know, in our minds, I mean, they may not be that little, but the Amazons, the Googles, the Netflixes, I mean, they're gonna suffer because they're not the internet provider, right? they're the content creators or providers.
Bert, I'm seeing, tell me if this is an accurate description, I'm seeing a kind of cultural shift because you've been around the internet since the very beginning, and it's always been a very democratic means of reaching the whole world. You know, the little guy with the YouTube video becomes a star, right?
Because
he has equal access to everybody in the world, to the big, you know, the big provider. As you said, everybody's a provider. But that seems, you know, this seems like a real tectonic shift in how everything works.
Well, so what happens is, you know, the internet has been a great enabler for people to create content, and there have been successful businesses that have created a good you know, business around providing content. One example I'll bring up is I listened to a podcast called This Week in Technology by Leo Laporte, and they often, you know, if you look at what Leo has done, is they've created a pretty big network for audio content, not audio but also video content, because they do a lot of all their content is streamed live via video, so they are a pretty major video content provider, but they are small considered, you know, if you compare them to, let's say, a Time Warner. Now, if there are tiered services that prioritize certain internet providers' content over, let's say, This Week in Tech, then the smaller business like This Week in Tech is going to suffer because now people have to potentially pay more to get that content. So that's where I think, the micromanagement, management, I mean, there will be this innovation that they're talking about is innovating new ways to bill customers to get more money out of them as a result of removing net neutrality.
Well, that's it looks as if it's coming, doesn't it, Bert? We've got to go, but thanks very much.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the path, unless there's a real big vocal push to you know, stop the changing of the ruling.
Well, Bert, we'll have to see what happens. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Sure thing. Thanks, Chris.
Bert Lum is the co-host of Hawaii Public Radio's weekly tech-focused talk show, Bite Marks Cafe. You can find a link to the Federal Communication Commission's proposal on today's edition of the Conversation podcast at hawaiipublicradio.org.